We get messages pretty much every day, but at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always send us a DM and we'll work it out for you.
Yeah, Ashley says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I love your show, and the thought to message you all came as I was scrolling Instagram and saw one of your video updates, LOL.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome.
So anyway, I guess I could really use your advice. My boyfriend and I have been together approaching now 3 years, mm-hmm. and while we have a great relationship, it started to feel, well, a little too routine, LOL.
Okay.
In the beginning, everything was exciting, as most are, with date nights and surprises, and just that overall spark and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like we're stuck in a cycle of work, dinner, TV, sleep, repeat.
Mm.
I miss the butterflies, the fun, mm-hmm. the spontaneous mm-hmm. moments.
Mm-hmm.
I know relationships evolve over time, but how can we bring back that excitement and connection we had when we first met? I don't want to feel like we're just coasting. Any advice on how to shake things up and make things feel new again? I don't want to blink and another 3 years goes by and here we are doing and feeling the same way.
Mm.
Anyway, thanks so much. XOXO. Ashley.
I mean, but part, like, yeah, I get that. But on the other side of that, isn't there comfort in comfort?
Yes. I feel like, yes. So you've been dating.
Yeah.
And so my question is there a thought that you're going to eventually move towards marriage and kids? And if that's a thought, or are you just thinking we're just going to keep dating
mm-hmm.
another 3 years and just kind of feeling stuck? Because let me tell you about routines that settle in when you get married and have kids. Sometimes you become two ships passing in the night.
Right.
With all the things that all of that can bring. Which, again, it's just the point is you've got a life partner, your person that you're going to go through all of that with. And like you said, there is comfort in that. And just sure. knowing that you've got that person you know is always going to be there, that's going to be your rock, that you can lean on and go through everything with. And maybe it's just as simple as like, hey, you know, I feel like we haven't been having a lot of date nights lately. Let's make sure we schedule one. I know couples yeah. that have been married for a long time that make sure they have weekly date nights mm-hmm. to just check in with each other.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. Maybe you've got a good way that you keep the quote spark alive in your relationship. If you care to share, maybe you could in turn help Ashley and maybe other people. Because like Ashley said, I feel like this is something that a lot of people deal with where there's I don't want to say complacent because that has a negative connotation, but you get, you know, comfortable, complacent.
Comfortable. Yes.
Yeah. And you are wanting a little bit more of that. That spark.
Well, you start to let your guard down because you feel like, okay, I don't have to work as hard to try to, you know, impress this person to convince them to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
With me.
So then you
like,
start,
once you grab them, you stop trying so hard.
Yeah,
you put your best foot forward and you get comfortable and you kind of let them see all of you, the
real
you. Yeah,
going to the restroom with the bathroom door open.
Okay, well, we don't have to do that.
Getting out of the shower and walking around and going into the room without, you know, a towel or anything and, yeah,
okay.
that sort of stuff.
And maybe if she's feeling like that, maybe he is too, and maybe he's like, well, she's not, you know, making the effort she used to or whatever. Mm-hmm. It, maybe you're
True.
Both sitting there thinking about that. So maybe you kickstart it, see what his reaction is, and just, you know, just takes a little bit of effort. You got to have to still date
yeah.
your boyfriend even when you're in an established long-term relationship.
All right. Give us your tips if you got any. 502-795-1997. We'll do that coming up here in just a sec. Now, listen, typically we're a PG-13 or PG-rated show, right? It's 99.7 DJX. We dip into the PG-13. Rarely do we ever go and cross that line. But I will say that some of these messages that we're getting on ways to get the spark back.
All right. Okay.
Message from a listener. Date nights. Sexy banter out of the blue. Pillow talk before sexy time.
Oh, my.
Usually works for us.
Okay, then. Just, you know, more tools to put in the toolbox.
Yeah, it's kind of how do you get the spark back into a relationship that feels comfortable, we'll say, you know? And in, you know, kind of what you said earlier, we have, like routine sort of, I'm not going to say date nights because sometimes it's not just us. Sometimes you make an effort to try and like do things for you guys, right? For,
yes.
And especially if there are no kids, and Ashley didn't say whether or not she has kids involved or not, in this relationship, but especially if you don't have kids, sometimes it can be, easier. Sometimes it can be harder, to rediscover that spark because like without kids, you have to really rely on each other. When you're wrapped up in the kids thing, then yeah, you kind of get into that routine and everything. So
yeah, Tony from St. Matthew says, me and my wife had a date night last night, grilled out, watched our show together, barbecue chicken and Ted Lasso. Great date night. I got a grill. She got her cuddle time. Win-win.
Yeah, you got the grill. I'll tell you, sometimes it's knowing it's in. So by now, you, Ashley said that she's approaching 3 years with her boyfriend.
Yes.
You probably know his quote love language and
yes.
how. And if you don't, maybe that's a good exercise to figure out. Like,
yeah, discover that about each other.
Yeah. How does he like love, or how does he get appreciation? And for you, it's same, you know, maybe you understand. Jamie says, look, having 7 kids, we realized early on that scheduling little getaways every 3 to 4 months is a must.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Says it's given us something to look forward to and allows us to just reset and be a couple rather than mom and dad. That's great. And she says,
yes.
17 years later, still crazy in love.
See, that's great because yes, yeah. You can tend to take on a different persona, different identity as like mom and dad, especially when kids enter the picture and you forget that you are like, you know, spouses, you're a significant other.
Yeah, you're humans.
Someone. Yes.
You're humans. And, you
yeah,
know,
you're a couple first before any of that stuff happened.
And then you can discover how you got all them kids.
All right then. But yeah, I think it's just like if you're noticing it, then
yeah.
make an effort to change it and see if he then, you know, takes your cue.
Yeah.
And puts in a little more effort in your reconnection too. And like I said, it's just figure that method out now because
yeah.
then if you do add to your life together with, you know, kids and all the things that can bring other distractions you're maybe not dealing with right now, you'll have like a skill set and a method of making sure you're keeping that connection even with all the other things that are going to be in your life.
All right. Good luck, Ashley. Keep us posted.